Okay, what I want to share with you guys tonight is I actually just want to continue where Andre left off last week. Only thing that is going to change is I'm going to actually, in a way, bring the same kind of message that he brought. I just want to give another kind of perspective. On the message. Okay? And my idea behind this is basically I want to expose lies, and I want us to take that which God actually gave us in his truth, and I want us to take the truth, gird our loins with the truth, and walk in the victory that actually God called us to walk in, and take up our promised land, because that's what God called us to do. So I want to start and say it's already finished. It's done. What happened on the cross? What was Jesus' last words, basically? And he said it. It's finished. It's done. It's over. What is finished? You read those words and you think, okay, but what is actually really finished? And I actually went to search the scriptures a bit to ask, but Jesus, why actually did you come to earth? Because we so quickly see, no, he came to save us. God so loved the world that he gave his son so that all of us can actually be saved. Cool, but there's more. 1 John 3 verse 8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. Why was he manifested? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Lacker. Why was he manifested? To destroy the works of the devil. What was one of the other things? This is only a few scriptures that I got. I know there's actually so much more. John 10:10. He came, he hath come, that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Why did he come? He came so that we can have life and life more abundantly. Okay? One of the other things. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. John 17:4. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work which you have given me to do. What is that work? To glorify the Father. There's three things that I just want to speak to you about tonight, and it's all three of them is there. The first one is, for this purpose Jesus was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I like that. John 10:10 says, I've come so that we can have life and life more abundantly. The other thing is, he came to glorify the Father. Now, what do I want to say? It's been done. It's finished. It's klaar. This oor is verby. The work of the devil is being destroyed. The devil is overcome. It's done with. He gave us life in abundance. It's done. It's finished. Are you living in that life of abundance? Are you living in a place where you are actually in that place of overcoming the works of the devil? Are you living in that place where Jesus, where God the Father is glorified in your life? Because it's done. It's finished, guys. We don't have to try it anymore. It's done. That is the place that we are at. Done. Okay. This is for Dion. Dion, if you go and play golf, and it's a par 5 golf, okay, what is the aim? What is the big goal? Get the ball in the hole, okay? But with a par 5, it's quite far. I don't have enough knowledge about golf. But with a par 5, it's usually quite a distance. So what's your first idea? Your first idea is to get close as possible, basically in the fairway, I presume, okay? To get your ball in the fairway so that you can, your next shot can possibly be an approach shot so that you can putt for, is it the albatross done or something? Okay, but what was the goal of the cross? The goal of the cross was not salvation. Salvation was the approach shot. Salvation was actually the shot giving you that place of lying in the fairway. The goal of the cross was not only salvation. If salvation was the goal of the cross, then why didn't God, just as soon as we came to salvation, kill us so that he can have us in heaven be with him? There's more. Great. That's where we start. We need to get in the fairway. We need to start playing golf. But we need to get in the hole. And there's more. Salvation is only the start of actually the whole journey. What I have here in front of you, okay, picture this. This, the announcement, is the law of the Old Testament. Okay? This is not a timeline, it's a place. Law of the Old Testament. This, what you see here, is a modified cross. Okay? Have a nice look. Get your view right. We've got the cross here. And on this side, we've got the throne of God. It's not a timeline, it's a place. Now I want to ask you, where are you standing at this place? Some of you have heard this message before. It changed my life. That what we received at the cross gave us already identity, gave us already our inheritance, gave us already our purpose, gave us already our destiny. What we received at the cross is already to sit at the feet of the Father. What's done at the cross is finished at the cross. We need to move on. Okay? Why am I trying to say this? Galatians 6 verse 14 says, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." I've been crucified to the world to me, and I can only boast in the cross. It's only in the cross of Jesus that I can actually live in. If I'm not in the cross, there's nothing else that I can boast in. Our glory is only in the cross. And I'm asking you, and this is the question, on what side of the cross are you living? If you came to salvation at the cross, where did God call you to go? He called you into the place of Holy of Holies. He called you into a place already in his presence. He called you into a place of already victory. He called you into a place of overcoming the devil. Victory is yours already. He called you into a place of fullness of life. This is where salvation happens. Now I'm asking, on what side of the cross are you living at? Because when you came to salvation, you called already in this place. This is where you are. But where are you living? Where are your mind? Are your mind still struggling to get to the cross? Because your spirit is already there. Your spirit is already ruling and reigning. Your spirit is already at a place of, I want to rule and reign. But come on, soul, come on, flesh, body, get there. Because where are our minds? And that's what I want to challenge you on. That's what I want to expose tonight. Is where is your mind? Are we still focusing, and your focus and your boast is still in the cross? But are you going towards the cross? Are you going from the cross actually into his presence? Do you hear me? Ja, as 'n pen wat val, dit beteken 'n stilte. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? Are you living from the cross into his presence? Or is your mind still in a place, I must still get to the cross? The whole time I'm sinning, I sin, I need to get to the cross. I sin, I need to get to the cross. Or do you live in a place where, okay, I'm in God's presence, I have the victory, I've overcome sin, and if I sin, I go back to the cross, but I've already got the victory. That changed my mind. That changed my dimension. I'm going to share a testimony. This week, I've interestingly enough, when this revelation came through to me, I was challenged so much. I sinned. It happens. I was challenged in a place where when I sinned, I actually thought, God, I'm not worthy. Where's my mind? I'm not worthy. Please just, help me, because I need to get to the cross. And God said, what did I show you? Johan, you already overcame that sin. Deal with it. Get into my presence. Who are you, Johan? You're not a sinner anymore. You're already a new creation. Get into my presence. There's nothing that holds you back from my presence. Turn to the cross. Get it done with. Get into my presence. But don't come again from this side of the cross trying to work out. You're already in victory. Stand in your victory, proclaim your victory, and live it. Because that's who you are. On the right side of the cross, you are a new creation. On the right side of the cross, you're a new creation. It's not a makeover. Your spirit is new. You're not changed, you're new. Do you hear what I say? You didn't have a live spirit on this side. This side, you've got a new spirit. It's your spirit that needs to rule and reign. Your soul needs to come, submit to your spirit, and take up the place where it's actually meant to be. On the right side of the cross, you're already righteous in Christ. Do you guys understand what happened at the cross when you came to salvation? That's what I'm trying to tell you. On the right side of the cross, you live from the power of the cross. You don't have to try and to work out what the power is. You already have the power. You need to walk in that power. Are you guys with me? Do you get this? One of the problems is that when we came to the cross, what did we do? We lay down our sin. We lay down our sin and we sinned again. And we lay down our sin and we sinned again. What did God ask? I don't want your sin. I actually want your life. Will you lay down your life so that I can take up your life and give you a new creation? That is what the baptism is about. The baptism is not only a symbol. It's a declaration. It's something that manifests in the spirit, because what happens in the spirit actually is you die. And usually when somebody die and he's not buried, we can actually revive him. The medical technology is nowadays quite good. Atropine and adrenaline can go quite a far way. What I'm trying to say is you need to get buried. You need to get 6 feet under the ground. The old man needs to die. And what do? We just lay down our sin. We lay down our sin. We lay down our sin, and we need to come back to the cross. But what did God say? Die, let the old man die. Get it buried. And what happens here? New creation. Raised and seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Resurrected. Spirit man alive. Spirit man, the one that's ruling and reigning. Spirit man, who you are. Taking up the power, taking up the victory, and ruling. Now the challenge is, Janice, Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm still in the flesh, but this life that I live in the flesh, on the right side of the cross, I live by faith. And that same power, and this is for me absolutely amazing. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is that same power that lives within you. Nou besef jy wat jy het in jou. Besef jy, do you realize what is within you? Do you realize the power that God gave you to be raised up, overcoming dead? That's the authority that is within you, authority over death. Because that same power that worked within Christ is that same power that's available for us. Sin has no dominion over me. We are dead to sin. I want to go and challenge you and go and read Romans 6 verse 1 to 14. Go and get that perspective, what I'm trying to give you, and go and read Romans 6 verse 1 to 14. Get that into context. It's not possible that the sinful nature and the life in Christ can live together within you. Do you hear what I say? Both those natures can't live within you. It's one or the other. If you came to salvation, your nature is partaker of Christ. That's who you are. The sinful nature died. So, this was for me a bit of a challenge. Why do we sin? Okay, and I ask the next question. Understand this, I don't understand it. Lucifer, when he was an angel, God worships angel. God's worship angel. He sinned. What nature did he have? Did he have a fallen nature? No. Not initially. It's quite an interesting one. Adam, when he was created, did he have a sinful nature? No, he didn't. But he sinned. What's the exciting news? The exciting news is we receive that sinful nature by inheritance. But what's more exciting is Jesus gave us. When they gave it away, Jesus gave us a spirit that rules and reigns. We're leaving behind the old. We're taking up the new. We've got a new nature in Christ Jesus. So, this is what I want to expose tonight is you are, if you're saved, you are a new creation. You've got victory. You're an overcomer. You're a new creation in Christ. You are a saint. You've got divine part nature of the divine nature of Christ Jesus. You're seated in heavenly places. You rule and reign. That's who you are. But where's your mind? And that's what I want to challenge, because this is where Satan takes us out. Where's your mind? Because your mind is still on this side of the cross. When I sinned, where was my mind? My mind was initially on this side. And what happened? God transform my mind. Who are you, Johan? I am an overcomer. You are already in victory over that sin. That's who you are. You already overcame that sin. You're working from the cross away from that side. You don't have to come and try again, put on the new creation, because you are already on the victory side of the cross. I needed to change my mind. I needed to change and understand who I really am, because I've overcome. And it's not in me, it's in Christ Jesus. He did everything. It's Christ Jesus. He's the answer. He made it possible. It's not us. But that's what his heart is for us. His heart for us is to live in that victory. Are you living in that victory? Your spirit is already alive, living in Christ. But your mind believes you still need to get there. And that's the lie. It's the old habits that needs to be transformed. But you are an overcomer. It's the old thoughts that needs to be changed. But you are an overcomer. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? You've already overcome. You live from the victory of the cross. The victory of the cross is yours. That's where you live from. You don't have to overcome again the sin because you overcame it already. The old nature is dead. It's your mind that needs to be transformed. And the transformation of the mind takes place. But the victory is yours. And that's where I was challenged at. Because when I sinned, I realized, Johan, you've already got the victory. You've already got the victory. Now, finish it. Go back to the cross. Don't come again to the cross. Go back to the cross. Lay it down. And come into the presence of the Almighty God. Because that's what he called you. This is my promised land. I've got it. It's there. It's already mine. That's where I live from. The promised land is ours. It's yours. It's already there. Live from it. You have the honey. You have the milk. Now take it. I just want to make this clear again. Take it back to the cross, not forward to the cross. You live already in the victory. You're fighting from a place of victory. You're not fighting for victory. Don't identify with the failure of sin. Your identity is you're an overcomer. Don't identify with the sin. You're already an overcomer. Our struggle is with the old thought pattern. And that's what I want to come to next. What do you dwell on? What does your mind think about? Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." If you think the whole time, and that's where our problem is, we're thinking the whole time, I must go to the cross. I must go to the cross. But if you actually already have a mindset, I've overcame, I can go back to the cross and move immediately into the presence of God. Where does your thoughts dwell? Because as you think, that is who you is. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who was Christ Jesus? He overcame. He knew who he was. I am the Son of God. All authority is been given unto me. The mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Dwell on the mind of Christ. Because then you live from the place of victory and you don't have to come towards victory. The victory is yours. What do you dwell on? What do you dwell on? What do you dwell on? What is your thoughts? Okay, I want to now come to this place of we are in the victory. Okay? Because this is our promised land. So why didn't God only call us to come to salvation, die and go up to heaven? Because what is the last one? We want to glorify God. That's what you called for. God wants you here to glorify Him. That's God's purpose for you, to glorify Him. I get 10 minutes to earth. Thank you, Jonas. So 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 says, do you not know, this is quite interesting for me, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You're not a part-time share. Okay? God doesn't dwell in you part-time. You're a temple. He inhabits you. He's within you. You carry His glory. That's who you are. His glory is within you. You're on the right side of the cross. God is within you. The Holy Spirit lives within you. You're not part-time. Okay? Change your mind. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You actually carry the glory of God. Guys, do you realize what an awesome, amazing privilege it is to be somebody that carries the glory of God? That's who you are. Okay? Holy. A saint. Already sorted. Because it happened at the cross. If there's thing that needs to be sorted at the cross, go and sort it at the cross. Come back. You don't have to move to it again. Come back. Sort it out. And live in the glory. You all know the scripture, Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are a carrier of His glory. Why? For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. You representing the King of Kings. And kings will come to your light. The Gentiles shall come to your light. That's why you're here. Because you're carrying the glory of the Most High, and the world needs to know that you are a representative of the glory of God. So that they can see and come to the cross. So what is the idea behind this? And this is what my lack of. Okay, but first let me just quickly share this. John 17 verse 22. Jesus praying for His believers. And the glory which You gave Me. That's Jesus praying to God the Father. And the glory which You, Father, gave Me, I have given to them. You've got it. It's yours. That they may be one just as We are one. I in them and You in Me. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that You have sent Me. And I have loved them as You have loved Me. That's why you're here. That's what you're carrying. You're carrying the glory so that the world may see that the Father sent Jesus Christ. On which side of the cross are you living? On which side of the cross are your mind? 2 Peter 1 verse 3 and 4. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be, what? And this is amazing, partakers of the divine nature. You're a partaker of the divine nature. You're a partaker of the divine nature. Do you hear what I say? You're a partaker of the divine nature. A partaker of the divine nature. You have part of Christ. Now, this is what was for me, again, so lekker. Because, Luke, you've got a part of Christ. David, you've got a part of Christ. Matthew, you've got a part of Christ. Each one of you have got a part of Christ if you're in Christ Jesus. You've got a part of Christ. You've got a part of Christ. Now, what did Jesus pray for? He asked, let us be one. Why? Because if we are one, we're Christ. We're representing the fullness of Christ. If we're representing the fullness of Christ, the world will know. The world will know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If we are one. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? Dis flippend opgewonde. Ek kan nie sonder julle nie. Julle kan nie sonder my nie. We need one another because you're a part of Christ. You've got a part of Christ that I don't have. We need one another to actually present the fullness of Christ. That's what God called us for. To be one as Jesus and God the Father is one. Nou begin jy verstaan hoekom ons die bruid van Jesus is. Because if we actually the fullness standing together, we can be actually the bride of Christ, which Christ can marry. Christ wants to marry Christ within us. Dis lekker. Sure. There's so much for us, guys. I want to end off, okay? I hope the lie has been exposed. Who are you? You're a son of the living God. You're a king and a priest in Christ Jesus. You're an overcomer. You're seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Now I'm asking, where is your mind? I skipped that part, but Romans 12 verse 2 says exactly about the perfect, good, and acceptable will of God by transforming, renewing your mind. Okay? And then I want to go back. That's Romans 12 verse 2. Because what is the perfect will of God? According to the will of God, that's Romans 8 verse 27 to 29. And he that searcheth the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Okay? Now, what is that will of God? And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who he has also called according to his purpose. Now, this is it. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his Son? Your. That's the will of God. Be transformed to the image of Christ Jesus. Change your mind. Be transformed. That's who you are. You're a partaker of the divine nature. You're a representative of the Most High God. In Christ Jesus, it's been done. Live it. Come to that place of victory. The victory is yours already. Done. Last one, because we're in the presence of God. What does God, I don't even want to say expect of us, because it's already been done. It's finished, it's done. What does God want from us here? Okay, carrying his glory, yes. And how do you come to that place of glory? It's there, already there, done. The key that God gave me was Moses. What did Andre speak about last week? He spoke about the fact that the Israelites going out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, going through the River Jordan. The River Jordan represents actually the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Coming to that place, going into the promised land. What was the key? Because even during that time when they crossed the Red Sea, they sinned. They had a slave mentality still. Generation had to die. They crossed the Jordan, representation of the Holy Spirit. Their way of warfare changed. Now, this is interesting. Their way of warfare changed. No product to feel. What actually happened, did you see, during that time, when they crossed the Red Sea, before they came to the River Jordan, How did they fight? They fight with swords. Okay, ching, ching, ching. Now they came to the River Jordan, went through the River Jordan, symbol of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How did they fight? With trumpets. Different warfare. Taking up victory, not by fighting, it's been done. What do? You praise God. Praise God and the victory is yours. The walls will tumble. Different kind of warfare. Okay, that's not actually what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say is actually Moses. This is the key. Now, I'm just going to explain it quickly. Moses came to a place and God the Father actually told him, listen, your nation, and he said actually, God the Father actually gave the nation to Moses and said, your nation is sinning. I can't walk with them anymore. I keep to my promise. I will give them the promised land, but I can't go with you. That was God the Father. What did Moses say? God, I'm not interested in the promised land if I can't go with you. That is the key. What is your focus? Your focus is the presence of God. This is where I want to be. My focus is the presence of God. If I can receive the presence of God, I'm living in the victory. If you can sit at His feet, that's where you got the victory. I can't go anywhere if I don't have the presence of God. It's your full heart's desire. Guys, this is what happened to me this year. My mindset changed that all that I want, I've got an encounter, I had an encounter with God. I've been changed so dramatically that I just realized all that I want is just the presence of God. I'll give away everything. All that I want is the presence of God. There's nothing that compares to that. There's nothing. I'm addicted. Yes, big time. And it's so lekker. I can't even explain it. It's just I've been out of this world and I want more. I really want more. I desire that for everybody. God changed me in His presence. How do you get to that presence? Your desire is God. God, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't desire anything. I don't care about a calling even if I don't have your presence. If your presence is with me, let's go. I'll take your calling that you called me with. But without your presence, I'm not interested. As soon as I came to that place of the presence of God, life became absolutely phenomenal. There's another page that I'm not going there. Guys, that's where we are. I just basically want to challenge you and say, my mind was still in the Old Testament ways of thinking, law, I need to work it out. God took me, changed my mind. And I must be honest, there's still areas in my mind that needs to be changed. I'm not going to deny that. There's areas in my mind that I still need to change to live in this place of victory. But the victory is mine. Are you standing in that place of victory? Jonah, can you come up? I believe, and if I'm gonna make an altar call, all of us need to stand in the front because all of us still need a change of our mind. But I want to expose the lie. The lie is not for us. The devil is a lie, he's a deceiver. We've overcame already. If you're on the footstool at the feet of Jesus, you overcame. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just for me, change your mind. I want to actually just ask that if there's an area that you can think of now in your life, just bring that before God. Okay? If you still need to come to the cross, come to the cross. If you need to come to the cross, come to the cross and work from the cross from now on. Okay, that's where we are. We're working from the cross. The victory is ours. We've overcame. I want to ask you, change your mind, okay? If it's in finances, change your mind in finances. If it's in lust, change your mind in lust. If it is in love that is not right, change your love. Change your mind in love. If it is in anxiety, if it is in fear, change your mind. Renew your mind. It's not from God. Anxiety is not from God. Fear is not from God. Perfect love casts out all fear. There's areas in our lives that we need to change. There's areas in our mind that we need to change. Just spend time with God and seek Him. He's the answer. Father God, it's in your presence that we want to be. That is where we are. It's already done. It's finished. The veil is torn. The victory is ours. And the fullness of Christ Jesus is ours. Jesus has, as Paul prayed for the revelation, the understanding, the knowledge of Christ Jesus. That's what I pray for each of us here. Holy Spirit, come and change our minds. Show us Jesus. Show us the fullness of Jesus. Lord, we desire your presence. We desire your presence. Father, we desire your presence. One day in your courts, a moment in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. Jesus, you made it possible. It's there for us. We want to run to it. We want to have it. We want more, Lord. We want more, Lord. Lord, we want more. Your presence, Lord, is all that I long for. See your face, to know you, Jesus. I want to ask is, if there is anybody that wants to stand up and just declare that they had this old mindset and struggled with that time after time, I want you to stand up and declare with me that I'm a new creation. It's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives within me. I Lord, that's who we are. Say it, I am a new creation. It's no longer I that live. It's Christ that lives within me. I am a partaker of the divine nature of Christ Jesus. I am seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It's He that lives within me. Lord, we glorify You. Father, we just praise You for who You are, that You've planned this all. It's already done in Christ Jesus. You've overcame the devil. The price is paid. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. The King of Kings. And You call us to reign with You. You call us to rule with You. Father, that's where we want to come and take up our place and say, yes, Lord, here we are. Yes, Lord, here we are. We want to rule with You. We want to reign with You. We want to live for You. Because it's Christ within us. Father, and with that, I want to ask, Father, and I ask because that's what You say we must do. And I ask for Your presence. I ask that You will come with us. Father, the victory is already ours. The promised land is ours. I'm asking for Your presence, Lord. Father, let Your presence, by Your Spirit, come and flood this place. Father, come and flood our time that we spend with You. Father, let Your presence, wherever we go, let we be a representative of the Most High. Because in Your presence, we want to dwell. It's in Your presence that we want to live from. It's from Your presence that we want to live from, God. And we want to be a witness in this nation, God. We want to be one, Lord. We want to represent, Father. We want to be carriers of Your glory. And we need Your glory to shine upon us. And it did already. We want to take that place. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, Your presence. We want to seek You. Father, we want to declare we won't stop seeking. Father, we did not have enough. We want more. Father, we want more of You. There's so much more. And we want more. Lord, we want more. Father, I just want to give You all glory. I just want to lift You up. Glorify You for who You are. You are the great I Am. And I worship You for that. All because Jesus Christ made it possible. The victory of the cross. We honor You for that.